Welcome to worship this morning. The annual spring sale is on May 18th. We've got 2 weeks. Be assured that there are chores for everyone and everyone is needed. Today we return to our pre-pandemic process of sharing and communion. The outer trays in the circle are wine, Mogan David, if you're interested. So there is some sugar content, while all within that outer ring are grape juice. We return to using bread rather than wafers. You may take one of the bread cubes on the plate or take a piece from the common loaf. Just taking the full pinch works. In truth, this is about custom tradition. And there's no difference in what we do now, whether it's a loaf of bread and wine or wafers and grape juice. But we follow tradition because it underscores what we are doing for us. For several months, I've selected hymns on the first Sunday of the month that have not been particularly related to communion. I think that's fine. The hymns for each worship service should tie in with the text for the day. I thought it would be good to use a hymn of approach that we have not sung for 8 months, and I like its simplicity and call to empty ourselves as we approach to God. The final hymn for the day is also one for communion and is newly composed. We remain in the Easter season, and its words are particularly relevant. Let's join in the call to worship. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He's remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in a joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. We come before God with words of psalm and hymn, seeking to give thanks for the gift of life and the reality of new life in Christ, yet we fall short of God's call, and it weighs upon our hearts. Let us pray. Lord of salvation, we are privileged to be called your friends, even your children. The rivers, the seas, and all creation testify to your power, and it does our hearts good to join that chorus. We confess, though, that we resist your call and turn away from your command. We choose to align ourselves with some people while neglecting others, as if your love were not meant for all. We resist opening ourselves to your law of love and the new work you are doing. Our faith is fleeting, and our lives do not bear lasting fruit. In your new every morning mercy, forgive us, we pray, that as free people we might joyfully follow your Spirit's leading. Forgive what we have been, amend what we are, and lead us into what you would have us become. We ask through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. In his love, God has redeemed us. He has loved us despite our many sins and faults. His love, his grace, has given us a new day to be his people. Let us seek to love as he has called us to. Let us praise the Lord.